I'm always a little concerned when I'm told to remove my flammable sport coat because he knows they're cheap polyester.
And no.
Roll up your sleeves. Oh, and a fire. If, I don't know if you've noticed this over here, though.
You can fire have a fire extinguisher. Yeah. Just being safe. I'm working on a new book called Fire Bubbles and Exploding Toothpaste. Ooh. And so kids sometimes think that, I mean, if you say fire bubbles, that's a dichotomy. Yeah. But they just go, bubbles catch on fire. They don't catch on fire. And no. So I have a setup
to
be able to show you.
Your bubbles probably
look into the camera so we don't have the emails that say, don't try this at home. Don't
try this.
No, don't do any of that, all right? So here's the setup. I have a beach ball, and I have a tube in the beach ball, and I've just blown into the ball just a little bit. So, and I have a container here that has some soapy water. Okay. So put your hands down and get them kind of soapy. Good. Okay, now pull your hands out. And now just hold this. No, hold this down in here.
Hold it.
Yeah, and so now I'm going to squeeze. See how we're making some bubbles?
Making bubbles.
All right. All right, so scoop up some of the bubbles on your hand.
Okay.
Got it?
All right.
All right, and now I'm going to light them on fire. Ready? Here we go. Nothing.
Oh.
Bubbles don't catch on fire.
Well, these didn't. No.
No. See, the bubbles.
I've seen your bubbles burn before, though. I'm a little concerned.
See, no, I wouldn't worry about it. See, normal bubbles don't catch on fire.
Normal bubbles.
But I didn't ask you to put on your safety glasses for normal bubbles. These are going to be non-normal bubbles. All right.
Okay.
So what we want to do is to be able to show the protection of your hands. Your hands are going to be protected because of the water. Oh. So here's what I'm going to do. I happen to have some methane over here.
Well, of course.
So why wouldn't you have some methane? So this is methane over here.
And we all know that methane's, well, a little flammable.
Yeah, well, just a
little,
right?
Big beach ball now.
So here is the methane, and here is my container, and I'm going to put some soap down in the container like this. So that'll be perfect. Got it?
Got it.
So now here's what we're going to do is we're going to push the methane down inside here so we just get methane bubbles. All right?
Okay.
So here, I'm just going to squeeze.
Okay.
Oh, is that great?
No, those are excellent.
So, Mark, what I'm going to ask you to do is this. Get your hands wet. Make sure they're wet because we're going to breathe. All right, we're going to allow the methane bubbles to start to rise.
Okay. All right.
That kind of fun? No, not yet. It's not big enough. Okay. All right, so there you go. And now that's a pretty good shot. So just kind of hold those. All right, so that's methane right there.
Well, methane
and
bubbles
so now
are warmer
your hands,
than the other bubbles.
A little bit. See, they're don't move. Isn't that great? Is that fun?
Look at that.
Ta-da.
Look
now,
off.
Your skin would have burned off if you didn't have the water. But here's what happens. Water is this great conductor of heat, and it steals the heat away from that flame. And so as that water starts to evaporate on your hands, it's a cooling sensation on your hands.
Yeah, they weren't even warm.
We know that with fires, that fire department will try to get something wet or put some of that polyfoam that's on there to try to make sure that...
We're going to do it again.
Well, we're going to do it many times. Are you kidding? All right, so here we go. This is just methane. So this is the favorite thing to... No, not yet. This is the favorite thing from a chemistry teacher. They love doing the a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. All right, that's a good one right there. All right, ready?
Well, so you're
okay. You're fine. You're fine. See, is that just ta-da? You're perfectly fine because
the water. But you can feel the heat.
You think so, Sparky?
Off of it. Yeah.
Yes, you can feel the heat. Smokey the Bear, you can.
Fun.
Isn't that great? Not one. And sometimes people get mad because they say, you didn't tell us how to do it on the website.
That's right.
It's not one to do on the website.
Oh, yeah,
this
right,
is just for us, all right?
Yeah.
But the important thing here is the heat's a great conductor. And if you love the experiment, we have something where you put water in a balloon, and the balloon is actually fireproof because there's a little water inside.
Well, that'd be
so
fun.
It's a great thing for you to be able to do. Tell them about the website. I'll get a really good one, all
okay,
right?
Okay, so first of all, just know that Steve buys all my clothing for this segment
after
he's destroyed it. Secondly, you can find all of his experiments, including this, well, not so much this one, but
one
you can enjoy on the As Seen tab on the 4 o'clock at 9 News page. Oh, right, we're going to burn all
get a
of
good
those?
One. And have a really wide shot on this one. This will be great, Bob.
Be
ready?
Wide,
here we
he
go.
Says.
3,
oh,
2,
yeah,
1.
Ah!
Is that beautiful? And your hands are fine.
It's amazing.
Ta-da.
I have to tell you, it is amazing. But boy, the heat, you can feel the residual
amazing,
heat rolling off of it.
Water is an amazing substance.
It is indeed.
Ta-da.
Thank you, science guy.
Thank you very much. That was fun. Wish I would have brought you a towel.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Well, look, I'm intact.
You're
right
fine. See? Yeah, if I would have thought
nothing,
the towel.
Nothing
yeah,
was
you're okay. Everything was just fine.